Part 1. The Four Waves of Modern Terrorism. 1. Anarchism, Anti-Colonialism, and the New Left. My first encounter with David Rappaport was in January 2006 at a symposium on suicide bombers in the Israeli city of Haifa. Rappaport kept to himself on the first day of the conference, sitting in the audience and occasionally scratching his white beard, a sure sign he didn't agree with what the speakers were saying. Rappaport was the conference's star speaker. Everyone knew who he was, a founding father of research into terrorism, someone who had been writing books on the subject before many of us had even been born, and whose work we all cited frequently in our own articles. Rappaport's keynote speech was in the evening, and the University of Haifa, which had organized the conference, invited a group of Israeli officers to come and learn something. But instead of a gripping presentation on the origins and development of terrorism, Rappaport talked for almost an hour about the Macedonian independence movement of the early 20th century, a topic so obscure that my colleagues began to glance impatiently at their watches, to say nothing of the soldiers. Even I don't remember precisely what Rappaport said that evening, but his encyclopedic knowledge and his passion for the subject were obvious. Rappaport is not someone who is merely interested in terrorism, not someone who would go on television to speak about terrorism and then come back the next day to speak about something else. I know that he has dedicated his life to the study of terrorism, and that is something for which I have the deepest respect. After the 9/11 attacks, Rappaport formulated a new thesis by pulling together more than three decades of study and research. The four waves that he postulated amount to a concise history of modern terrorism. They describe its historical development and make clear that the new terrorism that befell the United States on 9/11 did not appear out of nowhere. The logic and mindset of terrorism, including the justification of extreme brutality, had been seen before under the aegis of other non-Islamic campaigns. Terrorist groups, Rappaport argued, were always the product of much broader radical social and political movements, and, although many had succeeded in plunging their countries into chaos, almost none had been able to try and build their version of utopia. According to Rappaport,